thought it was me.
Uh-huh. But it, I thought it was you, but it...
Wasn't me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Well, it wouldn't be a pattern, it'd be a sample. If you wanted to buy a piece of cloth like that, it'd take a piece along for a sample. But if you wanted to just buy a certain color, she'd practically know what color she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But just say, if I had a dress, and wanted one just like mine, a piece of cloth just like mine, when they buy making their own clothes, well, give me a sample of yours, and you take it to the store and show the man what you want it, and he'd know right then, because sometimes when you get to the store, two pieces of cloth look so much alike that you wouldn't know one from the other.
Something that a woman might wear over her dress in the kitchen.
A apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
A ink pen, or...
Uh-huh. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Safety pen.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
What comes in the can?
Uh-huh. It comes in the can made out of...
Tin or galvanized...
Uh-huh.
No, tin or aluminum, no.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to come in... And then also in glass jars. They got food come in glass jars, baby food. And few other kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh. And a dime is worth...
Put a dime, 10 cents.
Okay. And if you were real cold, before you went outside, you'd put on your...
You'd put on your jacket or your coat.
Uh-huh.
Or buy extra pants. If it's cold out there, you know it's cold out there. If it rained, you'd put on your slippers.
Say, if you went outside without your coat and then you wanted it, you might ask me, would you run inside and... What,
me
my coat?
Will you bring me my coat, or send me my coat, or send me my jacket?
So I'd say, so then I went inside and I, what, you your coat?
Send me my jacket, or send me my coat.
Uh-huh.
What's never I asked for?
But if I did that, I'd say, I went inside the house and what, you your coat?
I got it and sent it, I got it and brought it, either one.
Okay. And as I was handing it to you, I'd say, here I have...
Yeah, your coat I brought you.
Okay. And say if a man were going to church on Sunday, he'd probably wear his...
His suit, collar, tie.
Do you remember when they used to have a three-piece suit?
Uh-huh. I used to buy a vest.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't dressed, you put on a vest.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. A suit and a vest and a coat and a tie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if talking about the suit, you'd say if you just bought it, it would be a brand...
Brand new suit.
And you'd say, I tried on the coat to see how it...
How it fitted.
And are there any other names for pants?
Trousers.
Uh-huh.
Trousers, pants. That's...
Overalls.
That's for garments, but for pants, and then I'm a trousers, for pants.
Uh-huh. What about something you'd wear if you're working around the barn?
Oh, that's coveralls, like these. Coveralls, or overalls.
Uh-huh.
Coveralls and overalls, that's all.
And if you stuck...
Boots.
Uh-huh.
Boots.
Uh-huh.
You're waiting around the barn.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them do what?
Hey.